Jesus Cristo.
Hosana, aleluia.
Hosana, Hosana, Jesus Cristo.
Hosana, aleluia.
Hosana, Hosana, Jesus Cristo.
Hosana, aleluia.
Hosana, Jesus Cristo.
Hosana, aleluia.
Hosana, Jesus Cristo.
Hosana, aleluia.
Hosana, 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 Jesus Christ.
Hosana,
aleluia. Hosana, Jesus Christ.
Hosana, aleluia.
He is a mighty
God.
Hallelujah. You have a testimony, someone is waiting. Ensure you share your testimony so that it can multiply. God bless you. Help me tell three people before the end of tonight you shall have a testimony. Tell them in the name of Jesus.
Jesus is a mighty God.
Hey,
Jesus is a mighty God.
Hey,
Jesus is a mighty, mighty God.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Heaven and earth are before Him. Heaven and earth are before Him. Jesus is a mighty God. Somebody celebrate. Hey, Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a wonderful Lord. Jesus is a wonderful Lord.
I give you my heart.
To be. Hallelujah. Please would like the following to come forward very quickly for their testimonies. Sister Negedu Ruth. Sister AJ Mary. Or AJ Mary. Kate Okonkwo. Kate Okonkwo and David Akko. Give God a big clap of praise and a bigger shout of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Kate, please come. This is Kate Okoko. All right. Our sister said today she was sent from her office and she entered a very wrong vehicle. And while they were driving on the way, they started talking about money.
You know what I mean? Started talking about money. The guy said, I took my boss money because I've served him for 9 years and he has not done anything. And they began, she was listening to a message actually, and then they were trying to draw her attention. And then before you go to where you are going, let us go somewhere and then share the money. And then something ministered to her. That is the Holy Ghost. These people are criminal. And she began to preach to them. Why are you doing such a thing? And they said, please, if you are not interested, get out, get out, get out. And that was how they parked their vehicle. She alighted and they proceeded. And she's here to give God praise because she refused to be confused. God delivered her from that confusion.
Hallelujah.
Give Jesus a big clap of praise. Sister Ruth. Hallelujah. Our sister Ruth Negedu said to me, since 1994, she's been battling with an ulcer condition. But she decided to join this fast with full commitment. And before the fast, 7 days fast, ended, that pain of ulcer took off to her. Today, she's free and she's here to give God the praise. Celebrate the King of Kings. David. Hallelujah. Brother David, can you tell us what God has done for you?
Praise the Lord. I'm David Ako from Benue State. The first day that I came to this church was on Thursday, before the vigil. When I was coming, my sister asked me to escort her, but I tell her that I will come to church with her. She refused because she did not believe that I can come to church. I said I want to give my life to Christ. But she could not believe. And when we are coming, she said, I'm just doing her. Maybe I want to stop on the road. I said, no, I'm coming. Then as we come to the church, when Daddy was preaching, I just received hair like that. Just hair blows me around. I said, sister, there is something that I have received now. She could not believe. Then on Saturday, the following Saturday, was vigil. And as we came to vigil on Friday, Daddy was preaching and said, those that want to give their life to Christ should come out. By then, I decided to come outside. My sister was so shocked. She could not believe. I said, don't worry. I'm ready to give my life to Christ because I'm one of the boys that Daddy asked us to come out if you are a member of Courtesan, and I'm one of them. I'm MBLs.
Hallelujah. That day that he came out, he surrendered his life to Christ. And from that day till eternity, his life has been changed. Before then, he was battling with a pie condition. After that day that he gave his life to Christ, the pie took off. Chest condition took off. God has proved to him that indeed he's interested in him. And he's here to give God praise for setting him free. Give the Lord a big clap of it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Please tell us your name and what God has done for you.
My name is Ejemeri. I want to thank God on behalf of my sister. Yesterday after church, because I attended third service, she attended.
Hallelujah. Let me help her for the sake of time. Her sister got home yesterday and went straight inside. And the brother was with her. And after a few hours, they discovered that life was going out of her. She was dying. According to her, she was already becoming very stiff. And she remembered the anointing oil blessed. And she remembered God's word that has gone ahead of them. There shall be no loss. And she picked the oil, anointed her sister, and everybody began to pray. Oh God of our Father, confirm the word of your servant. And while they were praying, life came upon her. She jacked up on her feet. And as we speak right now, her sister is totally healed. This morning, she went to work, and she's here to give God the praise.
Everybody here today, in the name that is above every name, everything around you
that is planning to die, today that death is reversed. And I speak to you today, in your life, in your family, and in your destiny, there shall be no loss. In Jesus' name! Walk to 7 people and tell them, there shall be no loss, prophesy. And then the choir. Please be seated. God bless you.
Are you ready? in your life. He shall reveal his might in your life.
You are mighty, Jesus. Jehovah, you are mighty. Father, you are mighty. Jesus, you are mighty. Savior, you are mighty.
Give the Lord and a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Something is happening here tonight. And the devil is aware.
Hallelujah!
God shall remember somebody. Who is that person? That is what he asked me to tell you tonight. But God shall remember you. So in a few minutes, I will charge you on the subject, when God remembers a person. John from Italy. Is that right? From Italy. You're welcome. Pastoring from Italy. God bless you. You have already come for the minister's conference. Give the Lord the praise. When God remembers you. Who is the one God is about to remember? Very, very quickly, Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. The Bible said, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. When God remembers you, number one, he brings an end to the flood of judgment or frustration. God remembered Noah and allowed and made the flood that nearly drowned him and drowned the whole earth to be wiped off by a wind. When God remembers you, he brings an end to the flood of judgment or frustration. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19. Say, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. When the enemy confronts your life and confronts your destiny, and God decides to remember you, he brings an end. God shall remember you. Number two, in Genesis chapter 19 verse 29, this message is for somebody particularly. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham. And what did he do for Abraham? He sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. Not that God remembered Lot. Lot was being delivered because Abraham was remembered. And brought Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. When he overthrew the cities of in which Lot dwelt. Number two, when God remembers you, number two, he brings deliverance to your loved ones. Your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your children, your husband can escape death because of you. When God remembers you, he brings deliverance out of danger, out of calamity, out of disaster. If he remembers a nation, he delivers the nation from disaster. He remembers a family. He remembers a person. He brings deliverance to your loved ones. That is, there are things that are not permitted to happen to your loved ones because God remembered you. God is remembering somebody now. And before this time tomorrow, you will receive news that because of you, your loved ones were delivered. Shout the loudest. Amen. Number three, Genesis chapter 30 verse 22. The Bible said, and God remembered Rachel. And God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. We are going to see three things out of this. That is number three. When God remembers you, he terminates your reproach and shame. Whatever constitutes a reproach is shame, like the reproach of barrenness that Rachel had, the reproach of singleness, the reproach of poverty, the reproach of joblessness. The reproach comes to an end because God remembers you. Number four, when God remembers you, four, he grants you supernatural openings. He opened her womb. A womb can open because you are remembered. A door can open because you are remembered. A destiny that was closed can open up because you have been remembered by God. Supernatural openings. And number five, when God remembers you, he fulfills your age-long expectations. The things that had been in your heart for years, God makes them to happen. Yearnings and desires and aspirations. And you have been saying, Lord, when shall this be? They come to pass when God remember you. Tonight, God is remembering somebody. If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. What is it that makes God to remember a person? 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18 to 19. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18 to 19. And she said, this was Hannah. Let your handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did it, and her countenance was no more sad. Key. Countenance was no more sad. And she said, verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. It was not the knowing that made the Lord to remember her. Because for years, there has been knowings, but no child. But there was one thing that she did differently. Her countenance was no more sad. Sadness closes your door with God. Gladness opens your doors with God. Countenance no more sad. The joy of the Lord is key to being remembered by God. Irrespective of what the enemy tries to do, ensure that your joy in the Lord is not lost. It is key to being remembered by God. What did I say is the key? The joy of the Lord is key to being remembered. In the next 7 minutes, if you are going to dance like crazy and celebrate as if you lost your mind and make the devil know he's too small to stop you and to determine your joy, then you shall be remembered, and these five things shall happen. Anybody ready to be remembered by God? Jump on your feet with a shout. Jump on your feet with a shout. Jump on your feet with a shout. Lift your hands and say, no devil can make me sad. No devil can determine my joy. What did we say? Five things. Enumerated back again. First of all, we said, when God remembers you, he brings an end to the flood of your judgment and frustration. Second, when God remembers you, he brings deliverance to your loved ones, people that are not here now. Thirdly, when God remembers you, he terminates your reproach and shame. And fourth, when God remembers you, he grants you supernatural openings. And fifthly, when God remembers you, he fulfills your age-long expectations. And the joy of the Lord is key. Anybody here ready to celebrate God tonight? Forget that satanic agenda and dance within the next 8 minutes. And then we're going to ask God, remember me. Will you help me walk to seven people and tell them, my God shall remember you. Don't let anybody celebrate more than you. Hallelujah.
than you have danced before, tumors will disappear, diagnosis will disappear, reproaches will disappear, demons will disappear. Are you ready? What you say? What you remember? Look, we were not. Say, begin to appreciate God. One moment.
Appreciate you giving the praise, Father. We celebrate you, mighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you. We worship you. We bless your name. Thank you, thank you, and thank you, Lord. Somebody say amen. We are going to go forward in prayer. Who is ready to pray? Can I hear a loudest amen? We are praying for Nigeria. Somebody say at the top of your voice, oh Lord, remember Nigeria.
Nigeria.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer.
Remember Nigeria.
Oh Lord. Remember Nigeria. Remember our nation. Oh God, we cry to you. Concerning Nigeria. Remember our nation. Remember our nation. Remember Nigeria.
We cry to you.
Father, remember Nigeria. Remember Nigeria.
Jacob Lagadish.
Jacob
Lagadish. Remember this nation. Remember our nation. us, Lord.
Remember us, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 19, verse 20. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. We're going to pray, asking God to remember the church in Nigeria, to remember Dunamis Church. Lift up your hands, say, Father,
Father,
remember
the church
in Nigeria.
In Nigeria,
remember
Dunamis Church.
Oh Lord, lift up your voice and pray.
Remember
the churches. Remember the church of Nigeria. The church of Nigeria. The church of Nigeria. Remember all of the church of Nigeria. Remember Dunamis Church. Remember Dunamis Church. And deliver our loved ones. Deliver our loved ones. Deliver our loved ones. Deliver our loved ones. Terminate our reproach. Remember the church in Nigeria. Remember Dunamis Church. Oh Lord.
The wounds shall open.
Oh Lord,
the door shall open.
Our love,
fulfill our yearning. Fulfill our
desire.
Fulfill our desire. Let the second one. Let the second one. Let the second one. Let the second one. Your two hands again and say, Father,
bring my reproach
to an end tonight.
the reproach of the church,
the
reproach of Nigeria, to an end tonight. I ask for deliverance for my loved ones
tonight.
Terminate our reproach. Give me supernatural openings. Give Nigeria supernatural openings. Give us supernatural openings. Fulfill my yearning. Fulfill my desire and my longing tonight. Father, add to the church
this week
those that should be saved. We make demands on 10,000 souls. One this week. We receive openings now. Open your mouth and pray. Open it. Let the sege lege menos. La qua soa toa toa. La da 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 da. La ta ka sa ka lege lege lege. Let the sege perete ke sigidi. Let the sege perote ke si. Let the ziga lege perete. Zagalaya. Rapataya. Lege ke salala. Rata sa ka lalaya. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high and thank you for answered prayers. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Blessed be your name. Lift up your two hands. Lift it high up. Maintain quietness everywhere with hands lifted. Father, thank you. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for the church. Thank you for dynamis. I stand by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God that I carry tonight. Every judgment against you and your family, the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered and the lawful captive shall be set free. Something you did by mistake, all your loved ones, and the devil is using it against you. Today is the end of that flood of judgment. In the name of Jesus, I decree deliverance for your loved ones, your brother, your sister, your children, your mother, your father, your friends and your relations. Anyone in the clutch of Satan tonight, I prophesy by the mantle of God on my life, that clutch is broken. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the end of your reproach. You danced, you celebrated. I decree your reproach is over. Before this week ends, anywhere you are trusting for an opening, that opening is hereby granted. I say, God, that's help out there, help out there. God has remembered you. And I decree your long-awaited expectation is hereby released. Lift your hands high, close your eyes. I am talking to somebody here. That spirit of backwardness. Lift your hands high. That's right. Help him there. Listen. Lift your hands. That spirit that takes you to your village in the night, take you back to your old primary school. You are getting out now. You know that you must obey me. You familiar spirit of backwardness, retrogressive demon. At the count of three, you are going out now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Shout, go. 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 Out. In Jesus' name. Get out. You retrogressive devil. You retrogressive devil. You retrogressive devil. Out! The last time you dreamt that useless dream is the last forever. From tonight, your life is moving forward. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. That spirit of death and the spirit of the dead hanging around your life. See dead mother, dead father, dead brother, dead relation, dead friend. In your dream, I stand here to arrest that devil. Go ahead, get out, get out. At the count of three, you spirit of death, you are going. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout, go! Get out! Get out!
Shana.
I am now, I stand here to announce there shall be no loss. 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 I prophesy revival upon Nigeria. I prophesy revival upon the church and upon your life. I call it done. Receive this miracle with a locomotive clap. Hold on. This is it. Wait. Okay, so start. And a shout. Hey! Hey! And a leap, a leap. Clap, shout, leap. Stretch your two hands in front of you. They will dance that song on their way. Wherever your harvests are tied, they are released. This week, people will lose their peace. They will lose their sleep. They shall not sleep, rest, or have peace until what is yours is released. And I command it released. In Jesus' precious name. Your money, your employment letter, your house key, your car documents are looking for you. Now, give the Lord a shout of praise. A louder shout. Take your seat 1 minute. Pick out an offering or a tithe or whatever you have. And there may be some that came with their sacrifice today. And if you came with it, pick it all up very, very fast. How many of you are excited tonight? How many of you will come again if it will hold again? Aye, aye, aye. The kind of testimony you used to wait for 1 week to see. Under 24 hours you shall see. The kind of testimony you used to wait for 1 month. Before 3 days it shall happen to you. I prophesy upon these offerings. Father, receive the offerings of the people. Multiply their harvest. Let every hand lifted never drop down in poverty or to beg. In Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet. Dance that song 1 minute. And drop your offerings. No movement until I say go. God bless you. Go.
Want to go.
Your right hand on your forehead, lead the other hand. You will dance the other stanzas on your way. We are already 3 minutes behind time. We say 6 to 7, and this is 3 minutes after 7. Place your right hand on your forehead, lead the other hand. You will dance the rest home. Tomorrow, healing and deliverance service, very ballistic. Wednesday, escalative. Let me warn you ahead of time. Very soon, this meeting will be every day. Every 1 hour, every evening. Very soon. Are you ready for it? And whether senior pastor traveled to America or is at home, it is holding. Is it confirmed? Did you come to see person? Was it to me you were dancing just now? So let nothing stop you. I'm laying this foundation now. To say, oh, I heard pastor's not at home. I'll wait till he comes. No, you didn't come to see a pastor. Place your right hand on your forehead, lift the other hand up, and then on go on evangelism and bring your friends and loved ones for this coming Sunday. On Saturday, distribute the flyers and handbills, Existence with a Difference. And again, all roads lead to the National Stadium on Thursday by 5 p.m.
as we intercede on behalf of Nigeria and make demands on divine intervention. Place your right hand on your forehead. Are you ready to dance on your way? Go forth in the name of the Father. In case you are here tonight, please, while others go, maybe you are here for the first time or you want to give your life to Christ, please, you will rush forward here as they are about to go. Now, please pick your Bibles and your Bibles quickly. You say, Pastor, I cannot be in this kind of celebration and still go to hell. I want to make my way right to Jesus. Quickly come forward here. And for the rest of us, the Lord bless you. And the Lord keep you. And the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name. Break it forth on every side. Break it forth on every side. Help me walk to seven people. Shake their hands and tell them, God has remembered you. God has remembered you. God has remembered you. First timers, newcomers, step forward and let's receive you. Carry your bag, please. Your bags, your Bibles. As you come forward, celebrate. Somebody ready? Stanza two.
Somebody, you so far from disappointment.
Some people
turn their backs on you.
Just keep holding on to the one who cannot disappoint. I know my God will turn
again.
Are you so far from disappointment?
Have some people
turn their backs on you.
Just keep holding on to the one who never disappoints. I know my God will turn it on.
I know
my God will turn it on.
I have seen my God turn it around.
There are so many, many, many
times. There are so many, many, many times in my life.
I have seen my God turn it around.
Around.
There are so many, many,
there are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around.
He has promised
to keep you till the end of the
world.
I know my God will turn it around.
Sing it again.
Are you thinking that you're all alone? Do you feel God has forsaken you?
He has promised
to keep you till the end.
Tonight in Jesus' name. Thanks for coming. I know you are blessed and I know you are not returning back this year. God bless you. We'd like to see you again. And if you have any problem, please let our officers know. And you have any question, let them know also. And we'll be glad to come into agreement with you. One more time, God bless you. And thanks for coming. Please, counselors, find out exactly those who are already surrendering their lives and those who are here for the first time so that you can address them. God bless you.